Piotr Dumała may be considered the most interesting Polish director of animated movies. He was born in 1956 and graduated from the Academy of Fine Arts in Warsaw. He specialized in stone sculptures. Why I am telling you that? You will see later that it is important for his art. Dumała not only is a director, but also a screenwriter, a drafter and a graphic designer. Before he built his own career path, he had worked for a recognized Polish director of animated movies, Daniel Szczechura. Fun fact, Szczechura is now a lecturer on the Faculty of New Media at the Polish-Japanese Academy of Information in Warsaw. Dumała himself is a very broad-minded person. He's a lecturer on the direction of photography and TV production departments in the National Film School in Łódź, and at the animation department at the University College of Arts, Crafts and Design in Stockholm and at Harvard University in the United States. Dumała, similarly to other artists I have mentioned in my podcasts, worked in Semaphore Studio in Łódź. If you follow my podcasts, you already know a lot about this place. His first movie, Lycanthropy, was made in Semaphore in 1981. His most successful movie made in Semaphore was Ściany, Walls, which is regarded one of the most remarkable movies made in this studio, along with Tango by Zbigniew Rybczyński and Fotel, the Chair by Daniel Szczechura. Now I will introduce to you three most important movies by Piotr Dumała. In the studio of animated short movies, he made A Gentle Spirit in 1985, Franz Kafka in 1991, and in the year 2000 he completed his Crime and Punishment. Nowadays, Dumała is considered the prodigy of the Polish cinema. He makes animated movies for adults, and if I was to define the movie genre he is mainly involved in, I would say it is a psychological movie, which, you have to admit, is unusual for animated movies. Let me quote what Dumała says about his movies. It is common for animation to employ conventional characters such as Bolek and Lolek, flat one-dimensional figures who cast no shadows. And if one starts to use shadows, just like I did, every light and shadow which I drew would be the reflection of real-life shadow and light. They say that it is an attempt to imitate live action. Animation is generally regarded a plain bedtime cartoon or an esoteric avant-garde. But animated movies do not imitate the real cinema. They are the real cinema. Dumała's movies have no dialogues, however the sound itself is very important. But the reason I'm discussing Dumała today is not the music, but the techniques he uses. Dumała uses plaster panels animation. I told you that his experience with sculpting would be important. I would use a quote again to show you why he's so great. It may seem that since the first projection by Lumiere Brothers, everything has been animated. There were reliefs covered in a thick layer of paint and collages made with the use of old prints, sandcastles and drawing made directly on film, pin screens and digital images. Piotr Dumała belongs to those who managed to introduce something new to the list of techniques. By painting, scratching and rubbing the same picture, the artists get a smooth transitions through sequences and rich texture which reminds paintings. It is very difficult to explain what the technique of scratching used by Dumała consists in. You should watch a movie, A Gentle Spirit, to understand it. The movie is based on Fyodor Dostoevsky's short story with the same title. The Art of Dumała connotes Edvard Munch. It is an outstanding adaptation of the story, a reflection of envy and hate with brilliant music. Using the same technique, Dumała also made another movie, Crime and Punishment. Bear in mind that Dumała not only is a director of animated movies, but also the director of the movie The Forest, which is very tough in terms of both the plot and the visualization. But if you are fond of psychological movies, you will definitely love it. If you want to learn more about the director, you can also watch a documentary movie called Świat według Piotra D, The World According to Peter D, directed by Jolanta Dylewska. Talk to you soon.